The CEO of a local magazine formally announced his bid this week for Roanoke City Council. Robert Jeffrey Jr. currently oversees Colors Virginia Magazine, a publication focused on diversity. He joins me on WFIR. How long has this been something you wanted to do, running for city council?
I think probably the beginning of, probably February. I've been contemplating it, just following the recent, nationwide political events that's been happening. And then also seeing locally incidents regarding gun violence, the opiate crisis and things like that. And I'm very passionate about our city. I grew up here. I was raised here. I had a great childhood here. And I'm seeing a lot of things that I wanted to assist with and help with. And the only way you can do that is being involved politically to help solve some of these issues.
Okay, that kind of brings me to my next question, too, of how well you think you know the Roanoke community. Talk about Colors VA, how that's played a role in you maybe even learning more about the community and how that'll play into you being a council member.
Like I said before, I grew up in Roanoke. Went to William Fleming High School, graduated from high school. I was a drum major in high school. Even when I was in high school and in school, I was involved in the NAACP. My mother was a former president of the NAACP. Met many great leaders in the city as I was growing up. So with that and also with the magazine, really helped expose me to what the current issues are in our community, what some of the needs are. And I think it helped a lot to formulate my decision to run.
I wanted to talk about your family. Is your father involved in the church?
My father was a former pastor of Pilgrim Baptist Church prior to Reverend Steele, Dr. Steele. So he was also a minister here in Roanoke. We used to have a revival in the park when he was pastor. So, with his experience of dealing with the community and my mother being involved in the community, I was raised that way. I was raised through my parents to make a difference in your community, to put service in your community. And I think that's probably the reason why I started Colors Virginia Magazine, because of some of the works they have done while I was growing up.
Talk about some of the issues you're passionate about. I know you mentioned gun violence and the opioid crisis. Anything that's come up in city council already that you want to, join the conversation on?
Well, I think education. I think one thing that we need to understand that even though we encourage our young adults as they move through high school and they are about to graduate, I think that we need to really understand some will go to college. Some will go down the path of the armed forces, which they're all noble directions. But there are some young adults who will immediately want to go into the workforce. I think we need to make sure our kids are workforce ready for them. As new industry is coming into the valley, technology is being more prevalent in our valley, in our city. I think our students, young adults who have interest in going into the workforce, really start being prepared for that.
Any issues that have not come up in city council yet that you want to bring light to?
Well, I think the issue of neighborhoods. I mean, I understand there's a president's council. I think we need to reinforce that. Again, I was raised regarding being involved in diversity and inclusion and equal rights, and especially women's rights. But it all starts with neighborhoods and having different neighborhoods really talking across the different lines, understanding the concerns in the different areas of the city. I think when you have those type of conversations and communication, I think you really get positive outputs from it. So I think that's one area I would really, truly would like to work on when elected.
That was Robert Jeffrey Jr. on WFIR. He is the CEO for Colors Virginia Magazine. He plans to run for Roanoke City Council in the upcoming election in May.